And now our feature presentation. And now, being recorded in front of a live studio audience of imaginary friends, it's the most random show on the internet, it's the Buzzkill Live! This Sunday, rivals take the field in a competition dating back for years. A battle will be waged. And, yeah, there's some game on NBC as well that'll take up most of the day. But before then, it's the greatest game ever. It's Puppy Bowl 11. How's that?
Puppy, that was awesome. Puppy Bowl 11.
Animal Planet should pay me money to hype up the Puppy Bowl. You know, as much as I've been watching Hallmark Channel, they should pay me for hyping up the Kitten Bowl. Which, by the way, is what I'm actually going to be watching before the Super Bowl. Screw pre-games. I am going to be watching the Kitten Bowl.
Well, so who's your team in the Kitten Bowl?
I am going to go for the Wildcats. Yeah, that was terrible. All right, so welcome to the Buzzkill Live Super Bowl 40, deflated Super Bowl 49 special. Yes, I promise you, there will be an abundance of balls jokes. And look, you have to expect it from us. It's not above us, okay?
It really isn't.
Yeah. And speaking of deflating balls, joining me on the other end of the tin cannon string is a man who will deflate his balls every Tuesday night at 7:30 p.m. He is the Count Chocula to my booberry, one Mr. Chris Knight.
Hey, everybody out in computer land. I hope you had a good week, and I hope your weekend is better. So, yeah, the whole deflating balls thing. First off, that's not fair. And second of all, you used my two favorite cereals, so way to go.
I've tried. Okay, number one, I love Count Chocula as a kid. As an adult, not so much. I think it tastes like cardboard mixed with cocoa powder. It would be the equivalent of getting a cardboard box from a grocery store and just spreading Quick on it.
You know, I hate to say it, but I think Count Chocula is probably the best out of the three, though.
And that's sad. That really is sad.
It is sad. But Booberry is one of my favorites. I've always loved Blueberry. So Booberry is awesome.
Booberries. I like Booberry, but there's this thing where it turns your poo green, and I am not about that. I don't know what it is, but look, I don't want to look like I've just pooped the rainbow.
Or something radioactive, right?
Somehow my poop has transformed a mild-mannered man into a superhero who's able to see through walls. His name, Poo Boy. Oh my god.
God.
Mute Ralph just gave me the look like he's going to do something very mean to me by the end of this show. And there it is.
Yeah, there it is.
We're not even 5 minutes in and I've already got the prices right losing Tuba. All right, so yes. Welcome to our deflated Super Bowl special. We're going to discuss the Super Bowl kind of. I am a sports fan. Look, this is the odd couple of podcasting. I am the world's biggest. I love sports. I love anything to do with sports. It's the best reality on television, that and game shows. Yeah. But the guy on the other end of the phone line would probably spend all day watching repeat episodes of Bring It on Life. Okay, that's me. Okay, would be watching repeat episodes of some sort of reality show on the Oprah Network. That's a little better. because he absolutely knows a damn thing about sports.
Here's the problem. You're describing yourself still.
I have never watched the Oprah Network. All right, I will say that.
Richard's right. I'm not a sports fan. I'm really not. Which I, you know, for those of you who are going, "Boo, what's wrong with you?" Well, I, you know, honestly, I've just never found them interesting. But I will say this: the Super Bowl is one that I do kind of look forward to, and I say I'm going to watch it, but I never do, which is really weird.
It's kind of. Chris Knight's love for the Super Bowl is the equivalent of every woman out there who hates sports. Oh my god, I'm just going to watch it for the commercials.
Yeah, exactly.
Speaking of commercials, we will discuss the our favorite commercials later on in this show and talk about, my God, man, we talked about it last night on the phone, but that damn ad from GoDaddy.com, we have to talk about that. Today's show is going to be chock full of nuts, but first, we have to say thank you. Chock full of nuts. See what I did there? Balls joke. All right, we have to say, first of all, we got some stuff to take care of, because last week we had to tell you the Nutsy Awards was our biggest show to date, our most downloaded show, our most listened to show, and we owe a big thank you to all of you for listening. In the next couple of weeks, we're going to try to have some Nutsy Award winners here on the show. We're not going to name names yet because I'm working on it. But I promise you, if you go to our Facebook page and keep up with us, that's facebook.com/TheBuzzKill Magazine. Look, I got to get a cheap plug in within the first 10 minutes of the show.
If you didn't, it wouldn't be you.
If I didn't, the sponsors would be mad at me, which is myself. So I told a girl I was talking to the other night that my boss sucked and he was a royal pain in the ass. I think it took her 3 hours to get it.
I don't, you know, and the funny thing is, I don't disagree with those statements at all.
And you wonder why you're single. Okay, now speaking of, going back to the Nutsy Awards, we're going to try to have some Nutsy Awards. We also have another announcement to make. We announced it last week during the Nutsy Awards at the end of the show. We are launching our own online radio network called TBK Radio. And the very first announcement is going to be made right now. Look at that.
That's awesome.
Here it is. Yeah. The very first show on TBK Radio. And look, this is no big surprise to anybody out there listening. Even Stevie Wonder saw this one coming. The very first show that will be on TBK Radio will be The Buzzkill Live. And it will be 24-hour episode. Yes, with music, bits, everything for 24 solid hours of complete craziness.
Okay, I just want to be clear about this, and I want to make sure, because we've obviously moved away from the idea of my yodeling hour. Then,
oh no, so. Chris Knight's yodeling hour will take place.
I was just wondering.
It will only take place for our Swedish, for our our Norwegian audience, and our Swiss audience, which will be taking place from the times of 1:15 a.m. to 1:15 a.m. So it'll be on for like 20 seconds and then you're off. So the Chris Knight's yodeling minute. And it will be brought to you by Lederhosen.
I wear Lederhosen.
Hmm. I want a pair and I want to wear it to the most random thing ever. Like to like church or something. Just wear a pair of Lederhosen in a church and see the reaction I get. Because honestly, Lederhosen to me is the equivalent of the German schoolgirl. I'm just saying.
I'd like to play laser tag in Lederhosen.
Nothing says manly more like playing laser tag. And wait a minute. Let's play the Super Bowl in Lederhosen. Let's put both teams in Lederhosen and just let them go. I think it'd be more fun. I know you would watch. Oh, my God. If you're looking for the casual fan, put them in Lederhosen.
I hate to say it, but I think that would be such a bizarre deal that anybody, it would be one of those things where it's so horrible I can't take my eyes off of it. I think that would be.
Other things that are so horrible you can't take your eyes off of it. My love life. Okay, guys, I'm balls. There we go. Balls. I guess we need to talk about that first. Going into Super Bowl 49, one of the hottest news stories going. Sorry. Look. There is no way to talk about this without turning into a 14-year-old boy going through puberty. All right? There's just no way of doing it. The New England Patriots have been accused of deflating their balls so they can get a better grip on them. So for 2 weeks, this is all we've heard about is ball deflation.
Let me ask you a question. Is this truly an illegal thing?
It is illegal because the balls have to be...
Wouldn't it benefit the other team just as much as it benefits
It helps out with grip, and I mean it really does. You get a better grip of the ball, you can throw it easier. Right. You can, but The New England Patriots have been accused of deflating their balls. It's called Deflategate. last week, I shit you not, last week Tom Brady came out, made a public statement. Bill Belichick, the the biggest personality in football, Bill Belichick. Let me tell you something. That isn't sarcastic for anyone who knows sports. You don't know sarcasm. this guy has never smiled. I've never seen him smile. He has won, I think, 3 Super Bowls and been to 2 more. I've never seen that man happy once.
Wow.
Yeah, he is the equivalent. Like, if you're in high school and you start dating a girl, it's the equivalent of going into a room with her dad. That's what Bill Belichick reminds me of. Like, the guy's just this stoic face and just looks at you and never blinks. So here's a lesson to everybody. Never get into a staring contest with Bill Belichick. But yes, he comes out and makes a speech. The Patriots look guilty as balls. This is gonna be the most juvenile episode of the show we've ever had.
So the question is has anyone made the Richard Nixon reference of "I am not a crook"? Anyone said that yet? Or
I think they're getting ready to be proved innocent. I don't know. And then it came out that the Seahawks have been taking Adderall, which is a performance enhancing drug. I think it's Adderall. Yeah. So now we've got one team who actually deflates the regulation balls and another team who takes drugs that will shrink their balls. This is a bad game for balls. That's all I'm going to say. And my God, how many balls jokes can we get in there? But let's talk about some good Super Bowl moments. We'll keep talking about Super Bowl 49. We'll have our predictions at the end of the show. And by the way, you cannot pick the Budweiser Clydesdales.
I was thinking one more thing. Here's something to be interesting about. The Seattle Seahawks are taking Adderall. Now, you know that Adderall is another medication that is used for attention span deficit.
No, that's spelled ATTER. Let me look this up. Adderall. The drugs they're taking is ADD. It's Adderall, but okay. Wait a minute. And now I'm all confused. There's a steroid that the Seattle Seahawks. Oh my God! And if I mess this up, I am going to be an idiot. It is Adderall. Provided by Adderall. Oh, I guess it's the company name. I don't know. It's Adderall.
I was gonna say. Is this gonna be? It may not be as bad as you think. It may be interesting. On one hand, you've got a team that deflates its balls, and on the other hand, you've got a team that has to take medicine to stay focused. Could you imagine them not having their Adderall on that day? You know how weird that would get?
Penalty, false start, counting sheep, loving squirrels. Ooh, something shiny. Ooh, Katy Perry. God. We're going to talk.
That thing coming at me. What is that? Oh, my God. It's the ball. Wham. Yeah.
Ooh, butterflies. It actually is Adderall. It is ADDERALL. At the time, multiple reports identified the substance as Adderall.
That's
so apparently,
that means the Seahawks have short attention spans. Maybe that's why it took us so long. Maybe that's why it took them so long to get back to a Super Bowl. No.
Do you know they won last year, right? Yeah, they won the Super Bowl last year. They beat the snot out of the Denver Broncos, 44-10 or 44-7. It was the episode, by the way, that you skipped out on last year. It was episode number 12. This jackass goes and gets his cat neutered, and then there was a snowstorm, doing the show, and it was just all...
I can't control the weather. I can control getting my cat taken care of, but I can't control the weather.
All right, so let's go into actual Super Bowl. We're going to talk our favorite Super Bowl commercials. Chances are there are going to be some weird things brought up during that time frame. But first, it would not be a Super Bowl show without us talking about the greatest song in the history of Super Bowls. We're also going to talk halftime shows as well. But it would not be a Super Bowl show without us discussing the 1985 Chicago Bears and their hits, their smash hit, besides beating the Patriots on the field that year, is the awesome song sung by the team themselves.
You know, I remember that song.
The Super Bowl Shuffle.
And believe it or not, I actually remember that Super Bowl. That was all. Yeah.
I want you to know something sad.
Really?
That's I have cool. this on vinyl.
That's cool.
Yes, I do. Yeah. Okay, so besides, hold on. Everyone, Shuffle. We're just here to do the Super Bowl shuffle. All right, so I don't know what it was about this team, but the 1985 oh,
yeah.
Bears
yeah,
were all
they
Hollywood.
Were. And I remember
but
the hype.
That
for the,
damn song.
I remember the hype for the Bears. I mean, I
Jim
remember.
Jim McMahon.
I mean, Refrigerator Perry. Come on, dude.
Yes, and Walter Payton and Jim McMahon. It honestly, this is probably the best Super Bowl team ever. Yeah, sorry to everyone out there because the 1985
they
Bears
had,
defense was unfreaking believable. And yeah, let me just. Oh yeah, they were okay. Look, I was only like one at the time. I would have been 6 months at the time they won the Super
say,
Bowl.
Have you gone back?
Or 5 months?
Gone back
they won the Super
game?
Bowl, but I have seen the game thanks to modern technology. I've watched. NFL Network last week was doing Super Bowl rewinds, and then ESPN Classic's been showing the whole games. And one time, when I first discovered ESPN Classic, this was one of the games, and I'm watching the 85 Super Bowl, and I'm just sitting there going, I would have been pissed if I would have been watching this at home, unless I'm a Bears fan, which you know, I'm not, but it would have been like, oh, this is just painful. The 1985 Chicago Bears, man. But it also, I can't believe I'm doing this in the same show. The Super Bowl shuffle also led us to, how do I put this nicely? One of the worst versions of that song, I guess parodies? No, not parody. Covers of the Super Bowl shuffle.
God.
Ladies
oh,
and
man.
Gentlemen, from 1986.
Oh, no.
From the American Wrestling Association.
Oh.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Wrestle Rock Rumble.
You don't have to work. We're not good at bubbles. Because we'll be shaking to the Wrestle Rock Rumble.
God, oh, my
yes.
God. Yeah, I forgot about
the
that.
The Rock
routine.
Rumble. Not. Let me just say, I really wish that the Chicago Bears
you know what,
had never
you
done
it was
the
a
Super
great,
Bowl shuffle.
A great song. And you know, and the other thing about that particular time in '85, you know, that's when Saturday Night Live also dedicated, like, I mean, a whole couple of skits to the Bears. You know, '88, which was the
well, that would have been the late. That would have been like '88.
Yeah.
Which is also in our nerd debate thing.
The
intro to the nerd debate.
One of
the
greatest skits ever.
The Bears.
Yeah, I mean, you know.
Guy. Oh, yeah. That probably goes down in SNL lore. And the best one is when Ditka became the coach of the New Orleans Saints. And they have one of the guys, and he has a Bears jersey
and
a Saints jersey split
that.
In half
yeah.
because Ditka's now a coach of the Saints. That is, and it's an older one, and I think it's in the late 90s, but that's one of the best of Bear skits ever. Just letting everyone know. All right, we are going to be right back with more shenanigans. Cheeky shenanigans. We will be right back with more. We're going to discuss some nerd stuff, Super Bowl halftime shows, reality television, Super Bowl ads. We're going to nerd debate
Yay!
Over some sports
Wait,
games.
I'm
Chris
went,
is playing.
No,
who wants to win a Super okay. Bowl meal?
Yeah.
Yeah. You're playing some. You're doing some sports trivia, my good man. Sports trivia. And we're going to have our Super Bowl picks. What? Maybe. And we're going to have our Super Bowl picks. Also picking the Super Bowl with us is the one and only Giorgio Tsoukalos. So we will be right back with more of the most random show on the internet. Did you know the smartest, dumbest website on the internet has its own online store? Visit www.thebuzzkillmagazine.spreadshirt.com. And for just $15, yes, just $15. You too can own official Buzzkill Magazine apparel. You can tell people that you live the hug life. Maybe you want to tell them that it's 420 somewhere. Maybe you want to show people you listen to the most random show on the internet. Or show that you're a fan of the often imitated, never duplicated BuzzkillMagazine.com. Visit thebuzzkillmagazine.spreadshirt.com. What if I told you every smile that I think I feel, my face is gonna break? And we're back to the only show ranked at 12.5 PSI. Ladies and gentlemen, I told you, balls jokes aplenty tonight. Well, every time you hear a balls joke, please take a shot. All right, so you can be... What?
You know, that also makes us easy to catch.
Ta-da! There's like sirens going on outside or something. All of a sudden, I feel like someone just got hit. What the hell is going on outside my house right now? There it goes. Holy cow, there's flashing lights and everything going by my house right now. I feel like I'm on an episode of Cops. I feel like I should take off for a reason. Let me tell you. Let me explain what's going on in my life right now. Let me just get this out of the way. I've decided to make my health a little bit better. And by doing that, I have decided to invest in doing Sean T's Insanity Workout. Now, if anyone has ever done the Insanity Workout, you know the first few days suck nuts. So, it sucks giant donkey balls, all right? Ones that aren't deflated. And we shot. And so I'm sitting there. I'm doing my workout. Day one, I push myself. I actually finished day one, which is kind of a miracle in its own right. And day two, I get through 20 minutes, and I automatically just collapse and hit the floor. Yesterday, I start day three's workout. I'm doing warm-ups, and before even three-fourths of the way through warm-ups on the DVDs, I hit the floor again. I'm sitting in the doctor's office today to find out that I have a grade one tear in my right calf muscle.
Ouch.
Yeah, so that means I'm out for 3 to 5 days. But I will say this, they did load me up with drugs, so I'm kind of doing this show a little bit high right now. So yeah, legally.
Hey, well, listen, at least I can say this for you. At least he didn't give you 10 to 14 weeks.
No, but if I was in the NFL, I'd be getting paid a lot of money. I will say this. I will say this. I don't feel a thing right now, which is just amazing. So, all right, so let's get back into it. Yeah, so that's what's going on. I'm hurting. I'm feeling good right now. And the fact that there were sirens outside, I thought about going outside, shirt off. Do you remember the episode of Cops where the dude had the weed behind his ear? Best episode ever.
Yes.
All right, back to Super Bowls are known for bad halftime shows. And we are now going to discuss the best and worst of halftime and preview something that Chris Knight might be able to actually talk about with the Super Bowl, the halftime show.
No, not really.
Oh, come on. You've watched Katy Perry's music videos. You know a little bit about Katy Perry at least.
Oh, I do. And I do. And I think Katy Perry was a perfect pick for the halftime show for this particular.
Wait, just out of curiosity, what do you know more about, the NFL or Katy Perry?
I know Katy Perry's a woman.
I know
the NFL is a bunch of hot, sweaty guys going after a ball. Does that just sound weird to you or what?
Also known as Chris Knight's party on Craigslist. Look that up at Craigslist.org. Okay.
Go on.
So we're going to talk the best and worst halftime shows. You know, the one that pops out in my mind, and I'm going to say this until the day I die, but I do believe the worst halftime show ever. And this is after, what'd they call that, Boobgate?
Oh, yeah. Janet Jackson.
Nipplegate.
Yeah.
Okay, so I got to tell you where I was watching that game.
You know, there's an awful lot. Wait. There's an awful lot of gates in football.
There's a lot of awful lot of gates since Richard Nixon.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks a lot, Tricky Dicky. You can listen to this show and more shows like this on TVK Radio launching in a few months. Plug. So Nipplegate.
Yeah.
I don't remember the game anymore, if that tells you anything, because honestly, the game didn't matter.
Well, who actually played in that game anyway? Do you remember at all?
I knew you were going to ask that.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I did, because I said I don't remember, and you're just going to be like, well, now I got to know.
Yeah, I have to know. Yeah. Well,
it was a Super Bowl game. There was two pro football teams in it.
this was only, 4 years ago? Or was this
2004. It was the New England Patriots and the Carolina Panthers. Okay, so.
Oh, okay.
This is the one Super Bowl. Yeah, I don't remember giving a damn about it. It's kind of like this year. I don't give a damn about this game, but that's the same. Okay, so I'm watching the Super Bowl, and I'm watching that game, by the way, in a church. So, yeah, I'm watching that game in a church. And all of a sudden, you know, the halftime show comes up, and it's Janet Jackson, Justin Timberlake, P. Diddy, Kid Rock, and Nelly. And, you know, sad.
What?
I couldn't remember who played in the game, but I could remember who was in the halftime show that year.
Dude, they must have paid a fortune just to have all five of those people.
Yeah, I know.
Really?
Actually, I do believe the stars actually pay the NFL to be the halftime
really?
Show. Yeah.
Really? Wow.
Wow. That's because cool. that's 15 minutes of exposure, man. It's the biggest thing ever. I would kill. Look. Couldn't you just see us going out there? All right, welcome to the Super Bowl halftime show, Buzzkill Live Edition. Ah! Just sitting at desk.
Hey, you think we can do that?
No.
I didn't think so. Okay.
Unless you have like $20 million or some crap like that. But all right.
Laying around. I don't know.
Yeah. I've got like $4 in a pocket and $2 on a debit card. Do you think that'll work?
I don't know. You think they take cash?
They probably would. Roger Goodell kind of seems like that creepy guy.
God.
And the NFL will not be sponsoring this show anytime soon. Nipplegate. So I remember sitting there and in a church, all of a sudden, here's Justin Timberlake and Janet Jackson performing. So at church, they decided to mute it.
Okay.
Because they're like, you should not be listening to secular music in this church.
So
I couldn't hear Janet Jackson sing whatever song was popular by Janet Jackson at that time. And Justin Timberlake's just out of NSYNC at this moment. I believe this is before Cry Me a River. So so all of a sudden I see, you know, and I'm watching the halftime show going, man, I wish I could hear them singing. And then all of a sudden I see nipple. And I just kind of dropped what I was eating, which I believe was probably something healthy because it was a church. So for sake of the argument, I'm eating a broccoli florette. And the broccoli just falls out of my mouth and hits the floor. And I'm going, oh, my God, I just saw Janet Jackson's nipple. Which at that time might have – I was still a virgin.
I mean, so,
shut up. it was bad. I do remember that game. Oh, God, that was one of the worst halftime shows.
Let me ask you a question.
Yes.
Did you do any ball deflating of your own after the nipple gate?
I don't find Janet Jackson that attractive.
Neither do I. I've just asked. Mm-hmm.
However, I do find Justin Timberlake attractive, so yes. Okay, so but that's not the worst halftime show.
No. I I'm not sure. What would you say is the worst one?
Okay, so after Nipplegate.
Yeah.
We get these like runs of how do I put this? We get a run of just people who should be in nursing homes.
Rolling Stones was one, wasn't it?
Oh, they were bad.
Yeah, yeah.
They were bad.
Yeah, I had heard they were horrible. Yeah.
That's not even the worst one.
Really?
So, yeah, that's not even the worst one. Okay, so I'm going to say this. The one that stands out to me as the very worst Super Bowl halftime show ever would be from 2000 and I do believe 11 or 12.
Okay.
And it would be the god-awful performance. It was 2011. The god-awful performance of the Black Eyed Peas. I don't know what it was about this performance, but like half their equipment just failed.
Really?
It was awful, man. It was awful. It was like watching a train wreck running into a train wreck. It was bad.
Oh man, that's terrible. Yeah, you know what? I heard about that performance though, and I had heard that it was not very good. A lot of people who watched that and had said that they don't even know why they were even on stage.
Plus, Fergie should never, ever, 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 and I'll say it one more time, ever sing "Sweet Child of Mine."
Oh God, no. No.
I love that Slash was playing, but still, never.
Bad for
ever sing "Sweet." That's the equivalent of Celine Dion singing "Shook Me All Night Long," which is absolutely the worst cover ever.
I've heard that cover. It's scary.
Oh, that's a bad cover. But the NFL kind of sends us these Super Bowl halftime shows that have just been awful because of Nipplegate. I mean, there was Bruce Springsteen. There was Prince. Prince's halftime show was, that was bad.
I never knew Prince did a halftime show.
Let me just give you the list, by the way, of the geriatrics who were in the Super Bowl halftime show after Nipplegate.
All right, I'm listening.
So let's do the two Super Bowls before Nipplegate.
Okay.
Fucking U2. I hate U2. And Shania Twain, No Doubt, and Sting. Okay, now, when I think Super Bowl halftime performances, I think Shania Twain. And then there was Nipplegate.
Well, what the hell was Sting doing on stage with No Doubt and
Shania Twain?
Yeah, I mean, what the hell?
I don't know. And then after Nipplegate, we get Paul McCartney, which was actually a really good halftime show because he sang Live and Let Die, and that was awesome. And then we get the Rolling Stones, which I felt like needed a walker. There's just something about the Rolling Stones performances where you watch 50 to 60-year-old men try to pretend they're still in their 20s. It's just creepy as shit.
God. Hey, you know what? I saw them in concert a number of years ago, and Mick Jagger was already looking, well, time had not been good to him. And
Keith Richards, this was bad, yeah.
Let me tell you something. They put on a great show. It was a good performance.
They did it at the Super Bowl show.
I was waiting for all of this this was a concert. And I said, and I was just waiting for all of them to just keel over. I mean, I'm not kidding you. I was sitting there going, okay, he's going to run up and down that stage and he's going to have a heart attack. We're not going to believe him. He's going to die right there.
Yeah, I was waiting. I'm just waiting for Mick Jagger. And then they're starting to perform CPR on Mick Jagger. Keith Richards is snorting the ash of his dad on the sidelines. I mean, that's just what's going on. Then there's Prince. By the way, just to let you know, the Rolling Stones did the shortest halftime show of any of them.
Really?
They only did Start Me Up, Rough Justice, and I Can't Get No Satisfaction.
Really?
That's it. And then you got Prince. Eh. And then Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, which I'm cool with.
Yeah. I was going to say, Tom Petty could not have been that bad.
Tom Petty wasn't bad, but it was on Fox, which means the only reason it happened was because Tom Petty was voicing Lucky on King of the Hill. And because he slipped on pee-pee at the Costco Mart. And then there was Bruce Springsteen, who I can't stand. Yeah, you can tell me I'm un-American if you want. And then 2010 happens to – it's just like two of the worst halftime shows back-to-back. You get freaking Black Eyed Peas in 2011, and then 2010 you get the fucking Who.
Okay, now wait. Okay, all right. Explain to me, what's wrong with the Who? Now, tell me what you have against the Who.
Would you like me to tell you what I have against the Who?
Who? Oh, God. Yeah, I want to know.
So, the Super Bowl, let me tell you what network that was on. CBS. Yeah. Tell me what shows air on CBS that involve the music of the Who.
Oh, yeah. CSI.
Yes, so yeah, they did every song from CSIs.
Okay.
And it became and then the 2012 Super Bowl halftime show, which featured a very featured rapper MIA giving the middle finger and causing a giant uproar, was Madonna, LMFAO, Nicki Minaj, MIA, and CeeLo Green. Again, yeah.
Weird combinations. Weird.
And then two years ago, it was Beyonce with the return of Destiny's Child. Because when I think football, I think Bootylicious.
God, I can't even imagine.
And then last year, I think the best halftime show, maybe, of the since Nipplegate. The best halftime show in a long, long time. Bruno Mars, man. Bruno Mars and the Red Hot Chili Peppers. Come on.
I heard that was actually the best performance.
This year this year's Super Bowl halftime show, Katy Perry, Lenny Kravitz, and Missy Misdemeanor Elliott.
A really weird lineup, if you ask me.
But I gotta say, I'm kind of excited because I like Katy Perry. Because when I think football, I think this Friday night. But TGIF. I don't know.
So what song is Katy Perry gonna be singing?
She's probably gonna sing like five or six of her hits. Which, if hold on. Okay, so we already I've got in my head she's going to sing Dark Horse. I've already got that established. Okay. After that, I'm not really sure. She'll probably sing Roar. But okay. Then I don't know, because I'm hoping for like E.T. or TGIF, California Girls with Snoop Dogg, Firework. I'm naming these off the top of my head.
I could see her singing Firework.
I Kissed a Girl, Waking Up in Vegas, Hot and Cold.
I don't know.
And just for shits and giggles, You're So Gay. And
shit.
The chorus of that song is You're So Gay and You Don't Even Like Boys. Hey, maybe she'll channel her older Christian music roots for the Super Bowl.
Katy Perry did Christian music?
That is how Katy Perry got started. Katy Perry was a Christian music singer. Yeah, let that sink in, folks.
I never knew that.
Yeah.
Out of all the things to hear about Katy Perry, that is just odd. I shouldn't say that's odd. I mean, there's a lot of people who got started like that. I mean, even Axl Rose himself was a choir boy before he ever started doing what he's doing now. Which is annoying, pissing off everyone.
So, two jokes just right off the top of my head. So, when's he going to repent for Chinese democracy? And that gives a whole new meaning to Sweet Child of Mine.
Oh, God.
I'm going to hell. Also, for the Super Bowl show. Oh, God. We're going to take a break. After that, we'll be right back with more. We're going to talk Super Bowl ads and reality television. So we will be. And Chris is going to play Who Wants to Win a Super Bowl Feast? We'll be right back with more of the most random, deflated show on the net, The Buzzkill Live. In every person's life, there's a moment that will change the course of history. Man discovering fire, the invention of the printing press, the first computer, the smartphone. In 2015, a small dream becomes a huge reality. In 2015, TheBuzzkillMagazine.com is proud to announce the launch of its own 24-hour-a-day, 7-days-a-week online radio station, TBK Radio. Will you be listening? Radioactive! Welcome back to the only show on the internet that will not be under instant replay review. Okay, so we're going to talk some Super Bowl commercials.
Yay! Love Super Bowl commercials.
Okay, so this year, I've seen a couple already. Thanks, spoilers. I'm so mad at YouTube. I am so pissed off at YouTube.
No, because you should, wait. You should not be angry with YouTube. You chose to watch YouTube. You chose to do that.
Really quick. At Super Bowl IV, Carol Channing was the halftime performer.
Carol Chan, wow.
She was also the Super Bowl. Hold on, really quick. She was also the performer at Super Bowl VI. Carol Channing. And at Super Bowl XI, they did It's a Small World.
Yep.
Oh, my God. Carol Channing. Okay, back to what we were discussing. Super Bowl, damn YouTube. I'm watching YouTube, and I'm watching for some humor. I think I'm watching music videos. That's what I'm doing. I'm watching music videos. All of a sudden, this ad starts playing, and it's a Budweiser ad. And it's one of the Budweiser ads from the Super Bowl. And I've been trying to stay away from Budweiser or from commercials from the Super Bowl anyway, because I don't want to be ruined on my Super Bowl watching experience.
Considering it'll probably be the only thing that's going to be good about this one.
Yes, because I really do not care about these two teams at all. So right. Going into this, I'm like, oh, I want to keep the commercials a secret. Well, here's fucking YouTube playing an ad that I can't skip that's going to be on the Super Bowl. And it's on. It's the puppy ad. I'm guessing everyone and their mother has seen the Budweiser puppy ad where the puppy gets lost and comes in confrontation with the wolf and then is saved by the Budweiser Clydesdales. He runs the Clydesdales back home. Everyone, it's a happy ending. Let's all cue the, oh, okay, now I am so pissed. They tried doing that again to me with the Pac-Man Budweiser ad, which I'm looking forward to and I still have not watched. Yes.
I think that's going to be a good one.
That is going to be, I believe, my favorite commercial so far. That or the Newcastle ad, which is going to be a minute and 30 seconds of a bunch of brands together. So I'm kind of like with Aubrey Day from Parks and Rec. So I'm kind of, or Aubrey O'Day. I'm not really sure. I can't think of her name now. She was also the voice of Grumpy Cat in the Grumpy Cat movie, and it was awful. So,
God.
But she is funny. She is Aubrey Plaza. God, why do I keep thinking Aubrey O'Day for some reason? Aubrey Plaza is her name.
I know. Well, you know, one of these days you're going to get sued for that.
No, I'm gonna say the wrong name. It's like the whole time when I started talking about 50 Shades of Grey, I thought his name was Dorian Gray. I don't know what it was. I don't know what it was. But I've seen the ad and I'm trying to stay away from them, but there's a couple out there. But let's talk about some of the best. Do you remember the E-Trade baby?
Yes, love the E-Trade baby.
The talking baby that's like, use E-Trade and funny stuff. The baby.
Probably one of the best ad campaigns ever.
Yeah, and they stopped doing that after last year's Super Bowl, which makes me sad. Yeah, the E-Trade baby has been retired.
He probably got too old.
Well, they've been using different babies. I mean, No, the baby's just going to stay in baby form for the rest of its life. We're just going to go with that. yeah. There's a few. Budweiser always had great ads, so
Yeah.
I'm going to play part of one. Ladies and gentlemen, the most annoying Super Bowl ad of all time, but it was so catchy. Everyone did it at least once. And come on, you know you did it.
Hello?
What's that?
Yeah, God, annoying, but it was effective for a long time.
Oh, my God. That, by the way, that still, I think, goes on now. I still think people go around going, what's that, to others. It's impressive. It's impressive that ad has lasted this long. That's eight. Oh, my God. I think the first ad aired in 2001.
Yep.
I mean, it's 2015 and people still remember that. That's how powerful the Super Bowl ads are. I'm going to tell you what one was my favorite as a kid.
All right.
And I really wish I would have been an adult as a kid. That makes no sense. The Bud Bowl ads, where they would take Budweiser and put it up against Bud Light, and they'd have this like game between the bottles. Yeah. Yes. A lot of people don't remember those, but man, Bud Bowl, man, was the shit to me as a kid. And I'm sad that those are gone. Damn Budweiser, trying to make people all happy and sad by the fucking commercials that make you cry with the Clydesdales. Damn them.
Oh, yeah. I remember the Bud Bowl stuff.
I'll throw in one other one for Budweiser, just from Budweiser. The commercial with the zebra and the streaking goat. If anyone has seen that one, that one's hilarious. Okay, so for every good ad, there are some shit ads.
Now, wait a minute. Just hold on for a sec.
What?
Hold on for a sec. You didn't give me a chance to talk about one of my favorite Budweiser commercials. Oh,
what's one of your... I'm sorry. I forget. You don't watch the game. I figured you were just going to be like, look, I like that one ad starring that one guy who was in that one thing.
No. I'm not sure this was... I assume it was one that was used in the Super Bowl. I assume it was. But one of my favorites was Dick Butkus. It was Dick Butkus and
You actually know who Dick Butkus is?
Dick Butkus and the other one. Well, you'd know him if I said it, but anyway, these two guys that used to do a lot of stuff together. They were in television series Blue Thunder together. But they did a Budweiser commercial that was funny as hell. They were sitting at a bar drinking Budweiser and talking about how they, you know, as NFL players, they got to do a lot of awesome things and they love to try their hands in new sports.
By the way, that is not Budweiser.
Yeah, it's just a couple of animals. It's not Budweiser. What is it then?
I'm playing it in the background. It's Miller Lite.
Oh, is it Miller Lite?
Yeah.
I thought it was Bud for some reason. So who's the other guy? It's Dick Butkus and the other guy.
Bubba Smith.
Dick Butkus and Bubba Smith. That's it.
One of my all-time Miller favorite Lite commercials.
Now, I don't know if that was a commercial for
during the Super Bowl.
Yeah, but I love that commercial.
I'll tell you what. Go ahead.
It's the one where they decide to play water polo. And at the very end, you hear splash.
I found the tennis one.
Okay. But they're sitting in a bar, they're drinking, they're talking about how much they love sports and how they get to do a lot of things. And one of the things they said, tomorrow we're going to try our hand at water polo. Ah, man, I sure hope those horses can swim. One of my all-time favorite commercials. Love that commercial.
That might actually be a Super Bowl ad. That sounds like a Super Bowl ad. But then again, that was during the 70s, which makes it may not be a Super Bowl ad, because I don't believe the revenue on Super Bowl ads really kicked in until the 80s.
I don't believe that was a 70s ad. I think that was like an early 80s.
It could be. It's either late 70s or early 80s. The first one is the one that I'm looking at is from 79. So it's
okay.
Miller had a great one a couple of years ago. I didn't get to see it because our hometown television network decided to play a local ad. Hate that crap. I really do. I hate that crap. But Miller did a 1 second Super Bowl commercial. And do you remember the guy who's talking about living the high life?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So Miller goes into this ad, and it's like Super Bowl Sunday. We're going to have an ad during the Super Bowl, and it's only going to be 1 second, and we're going to get our point across. And it's just, he pops up on the screen and goes, high life! That's it.
That's it?
That's all? That's it. I was like, that's awesome. That is the greatest Super Bowl ad ever.
That is pretty ingenious. That is very ingenious.
So let's move on to the worst Super Bowl ads. And look, there's only one that's sticking out in my mind right now, and I am just it's from this year and it got pulled. There are some bad Super Bowl ads that I don't even remember because I tried to push them out of my mind. But if anyone has seen the video this year of the GoDaddy.com ad, which is spoofing that Budweiser ad that I couldn't skip, thanks YouTube. I have issues with YouTube. Look, people, I hate the ads before videos. Okay, so here we go. So this ad starts out with the puppy getting lost. A truck bumps up, puppy gets lost, trying to find its way home, eventually makes its way back to the farm, runs into the barn, runs up to the owner, and she's like, oh my God, Duke, you found your way home. That's perfect timing, because I just sold you by using this website I built with GoDaddy.com.
Oh, what a... Wow. Not cool. Not cool at all.
Yeah, and that happens. And I'm sitting there going, oh my God. Then you see Danica Patrick just take off in the van with the puppy in a cage. And that, folks, was supposed to be GoDaddy.com's ads. Because I built this website using GoDaddy.com.
Whoever came up with that commercial just wasn't very intelligent, you know?
You know, I want the days of the GoDaddy ad where Candace Michelle, the old GoDaddy girl, was dancing.
Oh, no. Oh, God, yes.
Yeah.
Yes. It ended up being really sexy, like the cop. Like the cop pulls her over.
Yeah, that was Danica Patrick's first ad as well.
And the cop pulls her over and takes off or starts taking off her clothes.
Let me tell you something. For 30 seconds, something was popping up on me, and chances are my balls were not deflating. Ha!
It's shot. Funny. I will say this. When I first started seeing the GoDaddy commercials, I thought it was for porn. I really did. I'm sitting there watching this girl. I'm like, what the hell?
Do you want to talk about the world's biggest letdown? Is that at the time, you had to go to GoDaddy.com to finish the commercial. And I remember going to GoDaddy.com to finish the commercial and going, oh, Well, there's no nudity in this. That's lame.
Exactly.
Thanks for toying around with myself. Before we play, who wants to win a Super Bowl feast? Really quick, we're going to do a reality recap. I have got a bitch and moan. I have found the... it's television related, folks. You can get over it. We have to do something non-sports related to make Chris happy. So we have to
talk about.
We have to appease the talent.
Yes, you do.
But see, here's the thing. Unlike WWE, we're going to give the fans what they want. God, how many relevant jokes am I going to have on an episode for once? This is actually kind of impressive.
Not really.
No, it is. I don't make relevant jokes, man. All my jokes are outdated. Okay. So where were we? Okay, so reality TV. So for anybody who listened to the episode number 43, which would have been two episodes ago, the one before the Nutsy Awards, I brought up the worst reality show, that it was so bad. It has been, I don't even know how to explain it. It's called Branson Famous. It's on True TV. It is the first country, it's a reality show based around the Bald Knobber show. My God, man.
Bald Knobber show.
Bald Knobbers and Balls. All right. Based around the Bald Knobber show in Branson, Missouri. If you've not seen a preview or heard us talk about it, let me play this again. The theme.
We're a Branson family show. Oh, God.
Because this show does their confessionals in song.
God.
I just...
I mean, why? Why in the world? Wow. Unbelievable.
Branson Famous is on True TV. If you've ever watched a reality show on True TV, you know I'm going to make this statement. It looks like it's fake anyway.
Right.
True TV films their shows in a way, but I'm sitting there watching it, and for some ungodly reason, the show is god-awful. Let me just say this now. The show is awful. And I mean, we're talking, like, epic awful. And I've seen some of the worst reality shows more than any human being alive. And then there's this. And I don't know what it is about this damn show that I want to stop watching. And I can't.
It's that bad. It's so bad you can't take your eyes off of it. Is that correct?
She's going to be into this family.
Right. I cannot stop watching it.
I got news for you. We've had this show for over 50 years.
Apparently. Apparently, you know, like, Mute Ralph is just like, I'm trying to find every one of the things we can do here for this.
God.
Mute Ralph is on his A game tonight. Yeah, no, this show's bad. Here, wait. Thank you, Mute Ralph. Mute Ralph found the duet from episode one.
Oh, God. There's a duet?
There's a duet. The show is based around Brandon and his wife, or his fiance, and Megan.
Brandon,
oh, my God.
Megan.
They hired a new singer. God, I can't believe I'm trying to talk over this. And
God.
I want you to think of Branson as Redneck Vegas, and then add on top of it these over-the-top personalities and 80s clothes.
God.
I can't listen. This is
my kind of world.
Your kind of world, yeah. The hair is huge. The hair is huge. The rhinestones are plenty. And... It looked like, okay, outdated reference. It looked like Porter Wagner exploded. And for all of those listening, Porter Wagner was a cold country music singer who wore sequins, a lot of sequins.
Yeah.
If you have a chance to watch one episode, it's on True TV every Monday night at 10, 9 central. And they did not pay me to say that.
No, they didn't.
But the show is so bad. I'm trying to talk over this. Who the fuck tries to talk over Branson Famous music?
God.
I got nothing. Yeah, I know you can hear the songs in the background, people. Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, Branson Famous. The worst reality show in the history of television. And that's coming from me. Okay, but I want to take this time to actually say I'm an idiot at the same time. That also does not happen very often.
That's true.
We also said on that episode 43 that there was going to be another show start on WGN called Wrestling with Death. And yep. I thought that show was going to be completely hideous as well. I watched the first episode. It made me cry. Guys, if you actually want to see a great reality show, go out of your way and watch WGN America. The show is called Wrestling with Death.
See, I've heard about this show. I haven't seen it yet, though.
Based out of Osceola, Arkansas, which is in your neck of the woods.
Really?
Yeah, so that...
You know, I used to work in Osceola, yeah.
The Wilson Funeral Home.
Mm. I know it well.
Very good show. By the way, if you haven't seen it, check it out. I mean, it's just really, 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 really good compared to the Branson Famous show, which is just really god-awful. All right, so now that we got the reality out of the way, on our next show, on Monday's show, because we'll be back Monday because this is just a special edition, I'm going to reality recap. I'm going after Dance Moms. All right, so, ladies and gentlemen, reality recap is going to be something we're going to add to the show each week. All right, and now, ladies and gentlemen, it is that time of the day where we will be right back. Chris Knight's going to play a game for everybody to see if he's going to be winning a very huge Super Bowl feast. We'll be right back on the deflated Super Bowl special here on the Buzzkill Live. Are you looking for that perfect gift for that special someone? Then look no further than the Craving Humor Store. We have everything you've ever wanted and then some. That's www.zazzle.com/cravinghumor. What time is it? Game time. Huh. All right. So when we play game time, the mission of the game is nobody wins.
That's true.
And that is going to be the same mission today as Chris Knight will be going to try to win a giant Super Bowl feast. Now, normally we have five questions, but because it's the Super Bowl, we figured we would make things easier on you and only give you four.
Oh, only four. Okay.
Only four. And you have no lifelines.
No lifelines?
No lifelines in this episode. In this game today, none.
Okay.
The first prize you are playing for is for a 12-pack of beer.
Ooh.
Yeah. Yes. Any beer you want. All right.
Okay. Foster's.
Here we go. Question numero uno. The National Football League has a logo that has the letters NFL in it. What does the F stand for in the NFL? A. Beach volleyball. B. Fudge. It's not one of our shows unless we get that in. C. Freaking awesome. Or D. Football.
Wow. I would go football.
Is that your final answer?
Yes.
That is correct. That is correct.
Good, good, good.
You have one beer.
Yay!
Stuff to make you drunk. All right. Question number two. Question number two is for queso dip. As it's not a Super Bowl party unless you have queso.
I agree.
By the way, if you go on Pinterest right now, you can learn how to make queso in the microwave. So easy.
Ooh. Mm,
Pinterest. Making people fatter one click at a time. All right. God. Pinterest will now never sponsor this show. All right, here we go. Question number two. Tom Brady is the quarterback for the New England Patriots. Who plays quarterback for the New England Patriots? A. Tom Brady. B. Rutherford B. Hayes.
What?
Rutherford B. Hayes.
Jesus.
Yeah, Jesus. C. Jesus. Or D. Don Cheadle.
Oh.
Quarterback of the New England Patriots. A. Tom Brady. B. Rutherford B. Hayes. C. Jesus. Or D. Don Cheadle.
God. Great.
We don't usually laugh at our own jokes, people. This is a first. I'm going to tell you. Oh, my God. Okay, what's your answer?
Tom Brady.
Is Tom Brady the right answer? Is that your final answer?
That is my final answer.
That is correct. All right.
Thank God.
Question.
Queso and beer.
Queso and beer. Question number three is for pizza.
Love pizza.
Because you can't have beer without pizza at your Super Bowl party.
That's true.
Yeah, you can't. All right, you ready?
Really can't.
All right, one of the teams playing is the Seattle Seahawks. The Seattle Seahawks play in what city? A. I can't believe this. A. Portland, Oregon. B.
God, what the hell?
B. Seattle, Washington. C. Paducah, Kentucky. D. Hooker, Arkansas. I can go ahead and get... Wait, I'm going to give you a clue. It's not fucking Paducah.
Oh. Oh, God. Seattle Seahawks. Where do they play? Seattle Seahawks. I'm just going to say Hooker, Arkansas.
What? You still have one more question, man. Don't blow it on this one. What question do you need?
Seattle.
By the way, Hooker, Arkansas is also a real town.
I know. I've been there. Seattle.
Is that your final answer?
Yes, it's my final answer. Seattle.
That is correct. You have won a pizza. Now, for the most important part of the Super Bowl party meal, the hot wing.
Ooh, just the hot wing? Like
hot wing. It's a lot of hot wings.
Well, now, see, you made it sound like one hot wing.
No, it's going to be wings. It's going to be wings.
Okay.
It is now time for the final question on who wants to win a Super Bowl feast.
All right.
Thank you, Mute Ralph, for the who wants to be a millionaire sound effect. That's awesome. Which Ram tackled Titans wide receiver Kevin Dyson at the one-yard line as time expired in Super Bowl 34? Yes. And you know the rules of the last question. It is not multiple choice.
Oh, God. can you say that one more time?
Are you Googling this one? Which Ram tackled Titans wide receiver Kevin Dyson at the one-yard line as time expired in Super Bowl 34?
That's easy. Don Cheadle.
Don Cheadle. Is that... Shit. That's the second week in a row we've used Don Cheadle in a sports reference, folks. Is Don Cheadle your final answer?
Yes.
By the way, Mute Ralph has the biggest smile on his face right now. You know why?
Why?
He gets to do this. The answer is... The answer is Mike Jones. Mike Jones Mike Jones. The only way Chris Knight's ever going to have a chance of winning this game is if he's playing Tecmo Bowl and he hits Christian Okoye. That's pretty much it. Ladies and gentlemen, it is now time for what we learned in today's episode. Play that intro music, Mute Ralph. Oh my God. What? I'll say that do re mi ABC. 1, 2, 3, baby, you and me, girl. I never get to sing along with it. That's kind of fun. It's now time for what we learned in today's episode. Look, I usually make a Jackson 5 joke, but in today's episode, I don't want to feel like I'm the Dallas Cowboys. So, boom. And as painful as this is, or the Indianapolis Colts, or the Green Bay Packers. Okay. Before we go to Chris Knight, what is your Super Bowl prediction?
Yep.
We want to get the Super Bowl prediction from the one and only Giorgio Tsoukalos.
Oh, wow. I didn't know he had an opinion.
Yes, Giorgio Tsoukalos has an opinion on this year's Super Bowl. He has a pick. Ladies and gentlemen, Giorgio Tsoukalos, who are you going for in Super Bowl 49?
The techniques that were used were given to the ancient Egyptians by the gods, the guardians of the sky. Who were these guardians of the sky? Well, according to ancient astronaut theorists, They were flesh and blood extraterrestrials.
He is picking the Guardians of the Sky, which means he's going for the Seahawks. All right, so we got that out of the way.
I was going to say, wow, Seahawks. I would have never thought of, wow.
Well, yeah, Giorgio Tsoukalos is a huge Seattle Seahawks fan, apparently, and we just did not know that.
I know. That's amazing.
All right, Chris Knight, who is your choice in this year's Super Bowl 49 game? It's the Seattle Seahawks or the New England Patriots. Just want to point that out one more time. They are the two football teams playing this Sunday.
Well, I was going to root for the Red Wings, but I'll go with Seattle too.
Do you have a score prediction?
My score prediction?
Yes.
My score prediction is, let's see,
I'm going to pick a number higher than 2 and below 1,000. Okay, so.
Oh, I'm bad at math, and apparently the Seahawks are too, since they're taking Adderall. So I'm going to say, I don't know, 0.
It's going to be a tie, everybody. 0-0. Good night. All right, so, jeez. All right, so I have done my research. I've done some hardcore, extensive research in trying to decide who's going to win Super Bowl 39. Good God. Super Bowl 49. My research has consisted of watching ESPN in my underwear. So, guys, we're doing this show next year, too. Super Bowl special next year as well.
Oh, my God.
All right, so I have thought about this long and hard. Okay, so number one, we've got Deflategate. We have the New England Patriots, who seem like they're always there every year. We got the Seattle Seahawks, who beat my team, the Green Bay Packers, which breaks my heart. I've got to pick the lesser of two evils. I feel like I'm voting in the 2004 presidential election again. Look, I'm either picking John Kerry or I'm fucking picking George W. Bush. Either way, we both lose. See what I did there? Yeah, that's. I am picking the Seattle Seahawks with a final score of 31-17.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm going all out. I'm actually being legit. I think that wraps up our Super Bowl special. Good God.
It does wrap it up. It does. That's awesome.
Ladies and gentlemen, we hope you enjoyed the game Sunday. I will be doing live tweeting or a live blog of the game while it's happening. I'm not really sure which one yet. It'll probably be Twitter. Follow me on Twitter at Craving Humor.
While he's doing that, I'll be watching Star Wars.
And not the good ones either. He's probably going to be watching episode 1 just so he can watch the pod race.
Oh, the pod race. Terrible.
So while he gets his Padme on, don't forget the Super Bowl's this Sunday, guys. We hope you enjoy the game. Monday night, we'll be back with our normal shenanigans. We have a lot of weird news Monday night. We are going to be doing weird news. We're going to be doing a nerd debate. We're going to do another reality recap. Damn Dance Moms. And who knows what else will happen during that show. Guys, we will see you Monday night. And for Chris Knight.
You guys have a good weekend and enjoy the game.
You actually said a sports thing and being nice about it.
Yeah. Well, look, you know what, man? You got to give it. Look, the Super Bowl, even I know the Super Bowl is a very important deal, and there are fans out there of those two teams. I hope that they have a good game. I really do.
So as everyone's watching the big game, I will have my hand in my pants waiting for halftime, and that will wrap up. For Chris Knight, I'm Richard Pruitt. We will see you Monday night on the newest episode of The Buzzkill Live, and just like every other week, we are going to leave this show with a special message from the one and only Torgo. So, Torgo, do the Super Bowl shuffle.
You cannot stay. The master would not approve.
We are the best shuffling crew. Shuffling on down, doing it for you. We're so bad, we know we're good. Blowing your mind like a newbie would. You know we're just strutting for fun. Strutting our stuff for everyone. We're not here to start no trouble. We're just here to do the Super Bowl shuffle.